The Climate Sheroes series of human impact stories gives you a sneak peek into the lives and work of amazing women who are leading the way in their community to combat global climate change. From artists to students to scientists, these women are addressing the root causes of climate change and inspiring others to take a stand along the way. Wendy Brower is the woman behind Green Map System, an online platform for building community maps and guides to green living, nature, and cultural resources. Green Map is now a presence in close to 900 communities in 65 countries. As Wendy remembers, it all started back in 1991 when she and a group of inspirational people from around the world were in New York City preparing for the Earth Summit.
Here was this great group of New Yorkers, people who were saying, okay, I'm ready to make a change. I'm ready to think about sustainability and climate change. Getting together to create events, create relationships, look at, in a way, what do we have going on right here in the city? So people were planning talks and walks, and I started thinking about the individual's experience. It led to my project, and that was the Green Map. So I really and truly had the idea, sitting in a room with all these wonderful people in December of 1991, and by the first day of spring of 92, had the map, an event, and a whole network of people who were ready to keep carrying this concept forward. So it's all about a locally made map that charts nature, sustainable living, cultural resources, and social justice. And we now have an iconography that we share that's globally designed and an evolving visual language of symbols. And there's hundreds of published maps, and maybe thousands if you count all the interactive and workshop maps as well. So it's been a great way for people to take inventory, to help newcomers feel more like I'm ready to get started, help people who've been involved make the connection across their community and beyond to the kinds of issues that they're working on. And I'm really proud of the people who I've met through Green Map, like people like Deanne Bednauer. When she stopped teaching school, she started teaching earth building. So her straw bale studio has taught dozens of people now new ways to build without using money and natural materials that will someday, if you're tired of the building, it will go right back into the earth. And she's such a beautiful person and has brought together a mix of people from suburbs as well as the city to share what they know about what's changing in the city, and has introduced me to some amazing people. And so I want to say that, you know, the seeds we plant, sometimes they take a long time to bear fruit. So I was the first greening consultant for the Times Square bid in the mid-90s and started encouraging the idea of car-free space in the middle of Times Square, and they said it would never happen. And of course, it's super popular now. And so sometimes, you know, you have to stick your neck out. I think all of us need to start thinking 10, 15, 1,000 years ahead, because we all need to help one another see differently about where we're going and how we get through it.
People inspire us every day with their words, their actions, and their stories. Human Impact Stories share your personal tales of innovation and impacts that matter. Together, we explore stories of social good and inspiration, as well as the people, places, and events that have moved you to take positive action in your world. Learn more about the Human Impacts Institute and this program at humanimpactstories.org.